I'm Sam Farber, and I'm getting your reps in. This week, Governor Schwarzenegger vetoed a bill written by State Senator Gilbert Cedillo from Los Angeles. It's called the California Dream Act. All right, the title itself brings picturesque images of the Golden Gate Bridge and Hollywood sign, but the bill itself is a bit more complicated. It would have essentially created a loophole, so kids who went to California K-12 schools could have had access to state financial aid for college, regardless of their state citizenship status. Aide to Senator Gadillo, Eric Guerra.
What the bill intended to do was to allow California high school graduates to access the money that was budgeted for them. But for technical reasons, because they're considered non-residents, they're ineligible. Cal Grant is specific for residents.
The governor explained why he wouldn't sign the bill in a letter. He said with student fees raising across the board, it would not be prudent to place additional strain on the general fund to give state aid to students who don't have lawful immigration status.
The only additional strain that the bill would have put on the general fund is for the fee waivers at the community college. That would have been $1.9 million, which accounts to about 0.018% of the general fund. That's what they call budget does.
The reality is this bill is just as much of an immigration bill as it is an education one, perhaps more. Illegal immigration is one of the most divisive issues in this state and this country.
That is a contentious issue, and there are strong opinions for and against. But these students are in a catch-22. They did everything the right way. They went to school. They were good students, and their job was to get good grades while they were in the K-12 system, and hence they get accepted to colleges.
Guerra says there are 25,000 undocumented students entering their senior year of high school, and between 300 and 500,000 in the K-12 system overall. He believes that if you punish the kids for a move their parents decided for them, you've doomed them to a life of poverty.
Essentially, by not helping them go to college, we push them further into the lower-skilled workforce.
Contact information for both Cedillo and the governor's office is available by clicking on this story. For Annenberg Radio News, I'm Sam Farber, and I'm getting your reps in.